and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast. This week in all-age comics, comedy comic books, we've got Mutts, Cats, and Stars. What does that mean? I'll tell you. Superheroes, Power Rangers, Spider-Man, and a DC superhero book for the board book set. Action and science fiction, Kiss, Moon Girl, Future, Secret Coders. Lots more on the podcast this week. The spooky sounds you hear in the background, the surfy spooky sounds, they're from Dr. Frankenstein, and you can dig all of their stuff over at Free Music Archive. That's where you can find it. That means it's Halloween. The spooky, grungy stuff. That is also the last week that you can pick up the Halloween mini-comics for Halloween Comic Fest at your local comic book store. We've got about six packs of them. They come in packs of 25 for $4.99. Great. Bang for the buck. And that's what you're getting if you come to the door at the Mojo House this year, kids. Good luck reading. Your dentist says thank you. What is going on in the comedy comic books for the all-age set this week? It's a very good week. It really is. Because this is one of those weeks where Joe Books has all of their stuff coming out. Most of their stuff. As well as a whole bunch of other good releases like this one. It's Peanuts. The trade paperback volume 8. It collects issues 25 through 28. So that's 25, 26, 27, 28. Four issues of Peanuts comics in one big old trade paperback. We've got a couple of these around the house of the trade paperbacks that collect some of the issues. It's really great reading. It's all original stories. And it really is one of the best comics out there. And it was kind of a bummer when they stopped the monthly issues a couple months ago. But they're still going to produce some new graphic novels, from what I understand. Like, I think it was about earlier this year, they put out Peanuts Beagle Landed. It was kind of a Snoopy in Space tale, because that never gets old. Meanwhile, you can wet your whistle on this. It's Peanuts Trade Paperback Volume 8. It'll cost you just under $12 if you go through some of the links. Do you like Mutts? You better. I shouldn't say you better. I'll just say that everybody I know likes Mutts, and it is really a great comic strip if you have cats, have dogs, even if you don't. It's just funny. It's from Patrick McDonald, and you'll recognize the iconic Mutt cat the moment you see it. If the name sounds unfamiliar, you'll recognize it the moment you see it. This is the Little Gift of Nothing board book, and this is a culled-down, skinnier version of one of his better known books. And Mooch is trying to give the best gift in the world, and Mooch realizes that sometimes the best gift you can give is the gift of nothing. But how do you package that? What does it look like? And it's presented in a way that only Patrick McDonald can do with his iconic characters. And board books are awesome. We've had some of the board books we've had in the house we still keep, and we will keep as the kids get older and when they go to whatever, middle school, high school, all that stuff, because they're awesome, they're well kept, they're durable, and who knows, if they have kids one day, they may like them. But having said that, some of the board books that we had for the kids, we still read because they're fun and they're goofy. Like Patrick McDonald has a board book out called Hugs, and we picked that out, about 4 years ago. The kids don't read it anymore. But every once in a while, I'll still read it because it's awesome. It really is stuff. Little Gift of Nothing board book is out this week from Patrick McDonald. Oh, yeah. That's more than just a catchphrase you hear with the website sometimes. Oh, yeah, comics. Action Cat and Adventure Bug. The trade paperback comes out this week. And this is a great comic that, again, is immediately noticeable when you look at the cover from Art Baltazar and Franco. It's fabulous. It really is. And this is all goofy, truly all-age comic-oriented fun in this. And this one, it is Action Cat and Hero Bug, a bug who's a hero, a cat who's a hero, and they fight evil. This collects issues 1 through 4 of the miniseries, and it is as good as all-age comics get. If you go through the links, it's just under $11. Again, this is one of those trade paperbacks, so it's more than the average comic book, but if you like the vibe and the art and the story that they're trying to tell in this trade paperback, you're going to love it, and it's a very safe investment. It's Action Cat and Adventure Bug. Their trade paperback is out this week. Now, one of the best new all-age comics we've seen in a while, and we mentioned it earlier, from Joe Books, it's Disney's Star versus the Forces of Evil. Had to put a comma there. I was not hip to Star versus the Forces of Evil until issue number 1, but come to find out, it's actually a pretty popular show on television, and you can tell that we cut the cable about 5 years ago because I'm not too hip until things are a year or two out. But that's okay. That way I'm still cool to my kids, and they thank me for it. Number 2 of this comic book is out this week. And this is neat. For kids who aren't in the know, or adults who aren't in the know, Star versus the Forces of Evil is it's simply put, it's a girl-centered story that's kind of like Adventure Time. That is it's a gross oversimplification, but Star is actually a princess from another dimension, another world, and she's sent to Earth to live with a normal family. However, she can go back and forth as she needs to when trouble arises, and surprise, trouble arises quite often. It's a fun comic book that boys or girls will really get into. Girls just a little more than boys, but not by much. It's a great little comic book, and it makes me curious about the show. It's Disney's Star versus the Forces of Evil, and issue number 2 is out this week, and it's only $2.99. What are the kids dressing up for as Halloween this year? Ours are dressing up as a couple people from PJ Masks, which is a very cute show, by the way, and also as a ninja, and Darth Vader. Darth Vader, I think, will be in the costume rotation for the next 5 years, or at least some character from Star Wars in their incarnation. That's the way you go. They're classics. Another classic is DC Superheroes on the Go. This is a board book. What age is a board book for? As discussed earlier, it really can be any age. This is the board book that's going to be good for kids who are maybe 1 to 4, because this is going to be what vehicles are there out there on the road. There's a bus, there's a taxi, there's an airplane, there's a helicopter, there's a train. But it's going to be presented a la some of the DC superheroes, like Batman, Superman, Supergirl, The Flash, maybe Green Lantern will be in there. It's a chance for geek parents to really get their kids knowing some of the DC characters, as well as learning the vehicles in a very sturdy board book that they will most likely chew on and love for a couple of years. It's DC Superheroes on the Go. It's a board book. Also from DC is DC Comics Encyclopedia. This is a hardcover. Now, this is a book. This is from DK Publishing. DK Publishing, you probably recognize the name and the logo. They do a lot of educational stuff, a lot of encyclopedias. This is a legitimate book, and it's priced appropriately. Go through the links. It's $32. Buy at retail, it's $40. However, it is thick, and it is all-encompassing, and it is up to date. So if you're just waking up and you say, what's going on in the DC universe, I want to know. This book has everything in its current status. All 1,100 characters, including the big marquee names that you know, they're represented, but those little fringe characters that are, whatever, in issue number 521 of Action Comics, they're going to be in here also. It's DC Comics Encyclopedia. Because it costs $40, it's obviously not for everyone. However, if you have a tween or a teen reader that really wants to get up to speed on DC Comics, or mom and dad, if you want to get your geek on, this one is for you. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 8, comes out this week. And this is a fun, I'll call it middle all-age comic. Because there is a lot of reading in this comic, but there's also a whole lot of action, a whole lot of robots, and a whole lot of teamwork that kids can learn from without it being the campy thing that some parents and some older kids may still remember. This is legit. This is action. It's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 8. And they're ramping up for the movie, we're serious now, but not too serious because we want kids to come see the movie. And that's kind of the way the comic is. It's done in good fun by Boom Studios, and it's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 8. It's out this week. Marvel, now this is a, it's a, this, I'll call it, this intersection of superheroes I never really got. However, younger kids get it, and it just kind of makes me feel old and outdated. Sad panda. Spider-Man and Miles Morales. What's going on here? It's two Spider-Mans. However, Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man versus Sinister Six, number 4. Is it Spider-Man or Spider-Man? Who knows? However, this is the all-age Marvel Spider-Man hookup. And this is the Sinister Six story. It's for all ages, it really is. This comic book, it's a mirror image of the Disney XD series, just on Marvel. And it's great fun. And a bonus, it's only $2.99. It's Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man versus Sinister Six, number 4. It's out this week. Even though Halloween is the 31st of October, this coming Saturday, the 29th of October, is Halloween Comic Fest. And what that is, if you go to your local comic book store, they will be having some free comics to give away. The bigger stores will be having maybe some artist signings and things like that. And there's also the greatest Halloween costume contest ever. Ever! That's what it is. We put a link in the post to see where your closest comic book store that's participating in Halloween Comic Fest. However, anyone can participate in the costume contest. Just take a picture with one of the comic books. All you have to do is go by one of the comic book stores, pick up one of the many comics, take a picture of your kid in costume, and boom, you're entered to win some really cool prizes that are all comic book related. So, there's that. Good luck winning, because we entered and didn't win last year. For the tween readers, there are two really cool books out this week. I'll call tween being 11 to 13 and 13 and up. The Tweens, Future Quest, number 6. If you're looking for a comic book that is slightly left of center, is really unique and not what they're expecting, and it's outside of the stereotypical men in tights, superhero genre type thing, check out Future Quest, number 6. Because it's got enough old-school camp value for the parents to latch onto, because it has its roots in the Hanna-Barbera mythos and Johnny Quest and all those cats. However, it's a very modern story. It's brand new. It's set in modern times. The writing is such that it's not going to be an all-ages thing, because there's a whole lot of reading and, you know, just things that all-age audiences aren't going to dig too much. However, if you've got a kid 11 and up, they're going to like the action and the strangeness and the utter uniqueness that is Future Quest, number 6, comes out this week. Now, if you have a slightly older kid, I'll say 12, 13 and up, Kiss. I kind of want to check this comic book out, partially because I'm a big Kiss fan. It's neat, because are they a great musical group? They're very good. They're very good, but their determination, the fact that they've been around so long, and the way they sell it. You know what? I'm buying what they're selling just based on their attitude. And this is based on The Elder. We were fans of The Elder back in the early 80s. The Elder was a very... When it came out, it wasn't appreciated, but it was kind of like Queenstrike, Operation Mindcrime. It was a thematic album that was released when thematic albums weren't cool in 1981. Then it was all kind of post-disco, and we're trying to figure out what we're doing. Kiss put out kind of a misfire, and Kiss fans will say that was their worst album ever. There are some stinker songs on that album, don't get me wrong, but there are also some really cool songs. The point to that is, The Elder was kind of culled as the inspiration for this comic book from Amy Chu and some other folks. It is done on Dynamite Entertainment. And I want to check it out. It's dystopian. It's set in the future where everything's all messed up, but the power of Kiss will make everything well. That's your takeaway for the day, kids. Kiss number 1 comes out this week. It's $3.99 on Dynamite. One of our favorite comics, really is, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. It's a great title. It part of it. It's this great title. The title hooked us in, and we're like, okay, we're there. Moon Girl, Devil Dinosaur. Sounds like a rock group, but we're there. It's from Marvel Comics, and it's about a teenage girl. Maybe she's 12. But there's some education in there. There's some STEM stuff. There's some dinosaur stuff. There's action. And it is great for any age. You can bypass the Marvel rating of teen plus on this one because we've read several issues from this comic book, and each one of them is going to be great for 8 or 9 up. Issue 12 of Moon Girl Devil Dinosaur comes out this week. A graphic novel that came out last week, but we forgot to mention it. Oops, but it bears mention because it's unique and it's fun. And again, it takes in a lot of STEM education. It's Secret Coders. It's a graphic novel, volume 2 in the series from the Secret Coders books. This is Paths and Portals. It's from Jean Luen Yang and Mike Holmes from First Second Books. It's a graphic novel, and it's interesting because it's almost an activity book for young kids who can code, as well as serving as a way for young kids who don't know what coding is to make them interesting in coding. I speak of computer coding, and it gets them interested in it by the adventures of these kids in school. It is utterly unique. It took me a couple times to read it to really understand what they were trying to do, because it is a graphic novel at its root, but there's also some real computer coding going in the book. And what's neat is the exit point, kind of a takeaway, final page. The final page of the book is a cliffhanger that is also a riddle. So if you've got a kid who is into coding and they can code and they know what it is, they're going to love this book and they're going to eat it up because they know what's going on. They know how to set the patterns. And the final page kind of sets up the third book in the Secret Coders series. It's fun. It's not going to be for every comic book fan because it is really based in computer-based technology of coding. However, it can also serve as a way to make kids curious about that and say, well, what is this? How can I do it? And it's fun because it makes it relatable and puts it to a level that kids can realize, oh, I can do this. Because if you mention computers, they could be overwhelmed by it. But if they're kind of sucked in by this avenue, that's great. It's kind of a reluctant reader's coding education. The way we say that comic books are the gateway to the reluctant reader. If you have a reluctant computer kid, maybe Secret Coders could be the way to get them to understand a basic way of how computers work. It is Secret Coders graphic novel. It's volume 2, Paths and Portals. Do not forget about Halloween Comic Fest and that really cool costume contest, because you can win some fabulous prizes. $500 shopping spree at your local comic book store. And also this week, Previews comes out. If you're down with pop culture and you want to see what's happening in the next 3 months, it will list all of the comic books and all of the graphic novels and some of the children's books that are cool for pop culture kids, moms, and dads. That's also at your local comic book store. Thank you. Have a safe Halloween. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.